In a world in which movies struggle to find plot, Alan Adams of The Main Edge breaks it down for you in Pass the Popcorn. Now on Downtown with Rich Kimball.
You better believe it, Alan Adams with us here in studio as he is every Monday afternoon. Welcome, sir.
Hello, sir.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you as well.
How was your weekend?
You know, I had a great weekend. It was, not the usual fare. One of Sheridan's best friends from college was her daughter is the goalie for the Wesleyan soccer team.
Oh.
And they were playing Colby this weekend. And so Saturday morning, we drove down to Waterville and watched JJ pitch a shutout against the Mules, by the way.
Nice.
Yep, she had a great game. And then Aixa and her younger son, Harry, who is a senior in high school, came up. And Sheridan and I basically gave him an impromptu tour of UMaine. He's interested in engineering and music, and I'm like, you know what, those are both very good things mm-hmm. to do at the University of Maine. So Sheridan and I pooled our respective resources and wandered the campus a little bit. You know, it's tough on a Saturday because there's not a lot going on,
right.
But like, you know, there weren't any, like, I feel like all the sports teams were away, and so it was just kind of like, but we were still able to get into some places and talk to a couple people, and it was nice. And I think initially he was doing it because as a favor to his mom. But I think we got UMaine onto the list.
Nice.
I don't know if we're at the top of the list, but I think we got it onto the list. So that's so that was pretty great. And then yesterday we did our usual Sunday stuff. We went to the farmer's market and had some fun there, and then went and saw Crimes of the Heart at Penobscot Theater Company. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Yeah.
And then came home and caught the tail end of the Patriots, frankly, giving the Eagles more of a game than I anticipated,
mm-hmm.
Despite the fact that I picked them to win. Came home and relaxed. And you'll notice I didn't say the word movie in there at any point.
No.
Did not get to any movies this weekend, but we got some stuff. We got some stuff to talk about.
Yeah, well, let's talk about Crimes of the Heart, because you mentioned you went to see it, the first show of the 50th season at Penobscot Theater Company.
Yeah, it was it's really funny because I really appreciate what they're trying to do with this 50th anniversary season. Like, I like the idea of paying homage to that which went before, but you can't program an entire season of retreads. You just can't do it. Like, it's just not the right move, especially when you have a new or newish at this point, I guess, artistic director,
right,
who to this point hasn't really had the opportunity to put his own stamp on the theater. This has served as a nice bridge, I think, where he's sort of brought in some of the beloved older shows while also programming some really interesting new stuff. And Crimes of the Heart is a throwback to, I believe it was George Vafiatis, the founder of Penobscot Theater Company, co-founder. I believe Crimes of the Heart was from his final season in that position. It's a dramatic classic, modern dramatic classic. Beth Henley is the author. This production is directed by Julie Lisnett, and features a pretty phenomenal cast. The basic gist is Crimes of the Heart is set in a small town in Mississippi. It basically follows the three McGrath sisters, Lenny, Meg, and Babe. And their sort of place within the fabric of this small town, the consequences that are being felt due to the titular crime of the heart committed by Babe, the youngest sister, and the sort of fallout that has followed that. It's I don't want to talk too much about the plot. It's very much a family. I refer to it as a Southern dramedy because it is very funny, but it does address some pretty pretty rough subject matter. Again, in a way that is very engaging and very compelling to watch, but at the same time, it is, you know, there are some pretty dark themes at work throughout this. Even as you're laughing, you find yourself, struggling a little bit with, just thoughts of mortality, thoughts of, the choices that we make, the social dynamics that come from living in a small town, like all this stuff sort of compounds. But it's all brought to very, very vivid life by, and we were talking about this off air. It's the sort of cast that you look at and you're like, well, this can't possibly be bad because it's just, it's just a stacked cast. So the three sisters, you have the eldest sister, that's Lenny, that's played by Christy Robinson. The middle sister, Meg, the one who went away to Hollywood to pursue a career as a singer, that's played by Stephanie Colavito. And the youngest sister, the one who winds up causing a good deal of trouble for reasons good and maybe not so good, is played by Lily Steven. In addition, you have the busybody cousin who lives down the road, Chick, played delightfully by Jenny Hart, who, you know, and we talk about this every once in a while, but, I would put Jenny Hart as a comedic actress up against anybody, like literally anybody.
She's great.
Like, she's so talented and she's so so fearless. And anyway, she's great here, as she always is. A young lawyer who winds up taking the case of Babe, played by a young man, Josh Flanagan, who is I'm not sure if he's from here. He's a UMaine grad.
I think he was one of Julia Lisnett's students.
Yeah, and he's done a number of shows at PTC. I believe he was in 9 to 5 and Peter and the Starcatcher. He's very good here as the sort of young, hungry lawyer. And then artistic director Jonathan Barry takes the stage as the character Doc, former flame of Meg McGrath, and someone who may or may not be interested in rekindling that flame. It's left rather unclear. Word on the street is this is Jonathan's first foray back onto the stage in something like 15 years.
Oh, wow.
As a performer, you wouldn't know it. Like I don't know how much time they spent shaking the rust off, but there's none left. Like he's bright and shiny up there, and doing a great job. But the thing I love about shows like this, and the reason why I think they're so important to a theater such as Penobscot Theater, there's something really wonderful about just living in a space, like living in a world. And that's not to say that I'm not being dismissive of the sort of grand spectacles and all that stuff, because there is a place for that. And like, I love those shows too. But man, there's something about just watching a half a dozen people just really dig in and really just take you to a place that you've never been, but you've kind of been like, because like this, you know, Hazelhurst, Mississippi, it's not, you know, Levant, Maine, just as an example, like that's where I grew up, but it kind of is, you know, like there are certain universal themes when it comes to small towns. And again, this is an older show, but like even with the time that has passed, like there's a timelessness to it, to the ideas that are being presented, to the way that relationships play out. But yeah, across the board, phenomenal performances. The three McGrath sisters are just delightful. I love watching Christy Robinson work when she can really cook. And we have a tendency to see her more in as that sort of musical ingenue type. And so seeing her do something like this, it's just a reminder that that sort of talent isn't confined to one particular like subgenre of the theater. Like, she's very strong. Stephanie Colavito is great as the problem child, wild child, middle sister Meg, and Lily Steven, this is her PTC debut, really brings a wonderful sort of childlike energy to Babe that I think is really compelling. As I mentioned, Jenny really hits the ground running in this show. We get a first rate stretch of physical comedy from her. I mean, within 5 minutes of the show start. But again, she's someone who you know, whether you're talking about like broad slapstick or real intimate drama, like she can really do it all. And as I said, Josh Flanagan, a really talented young guy, really captures that that sort of go get 'em young lawyer energy that I think you need. And then Jonathan, who again, like if he hadn't told me that it had been that long, it's like he's been doing it like all along. Like just there's a wonderful natural sort of I heard this used as a description for a local actor many years ago, and I think it's a nice there's a hands in pockets kind of energy to Jonathan that I think is there's an ease to what he's doing up there that I think is really great to watch. Julia Lisnette does a wonderful job sort of bringing all these characters to life and helping like sort of guide them to where they need to be. The set design, Ches Cherry does the scenic design. And he's good at whatever, but he has a particular knack, I think, for these sort of single location interior sets. Like he has a wonderful eye for bringing those sorts of spaces to life, to the point where like there are long stretches where you forget you're looking at like a set on a stage, and it's like, oh yeah, no, we're just hanging out in these people's kitchen. And to be able to convey that so effectively is just, it's really impressive. But yeah, I'm really glad that they did a show like this. If it wasn't this one, one would hope it would be something along these same lines, this kind of like small cast family drama ensemble driven, and just a showcase for tremendously talented people both on the stage and behind it. Like it's just a great time.
Excellent. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing it very soon here. I also want to mention a performance coming up this Friday night, and so excited we get to do this again for the first time in a while.
Yeah, we were talking about it, and the focus group is going to the Dogs yet again. Focus group goes to the Dogs this Friday night, September 15th, 8 p.m. at the Bangor Arts Exchange. Our cut of the proceeds will be going directly to the folks at the Bangor Humane Society ahead of their Paws on Parade fundraiser. There will also be a spot for donations above and beyond your ticket, should you so choose. But yeah, we used to do it every year.
Right.
And it was one of our favorite shows of the year. Both because, it's always a sort of different and receptive audience. And also because pretty much all of us have very strong connections to our pets. And most of them are rescues, right. You know. And so the mission of the Bangor Humane Society, I think, hits home for a lot of us. You know, the last one we did, because it's always sort of been in tandem with Paws on Parade, that was, so that's always in the fall. So the last one we did was the fall of 2019. Yeah. And then, after that, well, some stuff went on. I don't know if you heard.
Yeah.
Last year it just didn't come together. And so now it's like, we're back, we're doing it. And we are very excited to go out there and just act like absolute fools on behalf of all the puppies and kitties, et cetera, out there. So I'm really excited about this. I know Catherine Ravenscraft, who's the director over there, is also extremely enthusiastic. And I just invite anyone, like, if you've been to our shows before, great. If you haven't, at the very least, like, even if you hate us, like, you've done a good thing. Like, that's my take on it.
Yes.
Like, I mean, I hope you don't. but yeah, it's a wonderful night out for a wonderful cause. You get to laugh, and you get to feel like a good person too. Nothing like it.
And finally, speaking of dogs, last thing I want to bring up is the fact that we are so excited to be the host site for the always popular Kibbles and Picks.
Rich, I am so stoked that this worked out. Like, for those who are unfamiliar, and I can't imagine you are if you've ever listened to me talk on this show. For 10 years, I did an online feature for The Main Edge called Kibbles and Picks, wherein I would pick the winners of each week's NFL games against my dog, Stella. And in 8 of those 10 years, Stella has defeated me for the season. I won the second year. And I won, I believe, the 7th year. And every other year has been Stella beating me. Sometimes it's been close. Other times I've gotten trounced, but I've gotten defeated every time. But with changes, we've for this 11th year, you folks here at Downtown have graciously agreed to play host to our feature. You've already learned that I often dash these off in kind of a hurry, and maybe things aren't necessarily as accurate as they need to be. I've had to holler at you a couple times for changes. Expect that to continue. But we're very excited that we get to sort of, I don't know, expand our relationship with the Downtown family in such a way. But we're kicking things off basically the way they always go, with one game to play. I am certainly going to get defeated this week. We 15 of the 16 games played. We've got Buffalo at the Jets tonight. Stella and I both picked Buffalo, for the record. But I did the math, and she's at 8-7 for the week. I'm at 6-9.
Oh my!
Well, I mean, it was that kind of week. I think a lot of people were wrong about a lot of games.
Sure.
I did go through and take a peek just to see how it all sort of played out, and I'm like, I got the Packers game right. I got the Raiders game right. And that's it for the seven games that she and I were at odds. Those are the two. Those are the two that I got, because she picked the Falcons to beat the Panthers, the Saints to beat the Titans. I recognize that picking the Patriots against the Eagles was very much a homer pick. It's what I do. Stella has no such sentimentality, because she's in this to crush me. And so she picked the Eagles, who won. She also picked the Dolphins to beat the Chargers, and I picked the Giants to win. So, God only knows how things are going to go for the rest of the season. But man, I watched some of that game, and you're watching it. You're like, is it possible for someone to get sacked three times on a single snap? Because that's sure what it felt like every time Daniel Jones touched the ball. But it's always a treat to do these sorts of things with Stella, and I'm so glad that I'm going to get to share it with the folks here at Downtown.
Absolutely, check it out. Kibbles and Picks every week. The new one probably go up Thursday.
Yeah, it'll either Wednesday night, Thursday morning.
Okay, right here on the website, Downtown with Rich Kimble. Thanks, Al.
My pleasure.